Once you are in your kitchen, begin to perform your task. For the next 10 minutes, I will ask questions to direct your attention and your thoughts to different aspects of your experience. You can think about or even say aloud your response to these questions. This activity is designed to be meditative, to focus your attention on your physical experience of how you perform gender through food work. Now, fall into the rhythm of your task and attune your senses to your environment. Where in the kitchen are you? Are you at the stove, the counter, the table? What time of day is it? Notice the light in your kitchen. What sounds do you hear? What sounds are you making? Does your body make noise? Do your tools make noise? Does the food make noise? What does this task smell like? Breathe in through your nose and notice what you smell right now. Can you taste anything? If you use tools in this task, direct your attention to the way you use those tools. What material are they? How do they feel against your skin or your clothes? Could you use another tool? Why did you choose this one? Fall deeper into the rhythm of your task. Feel the beat of it. As you continue to perform your task, move your attention to your own body. Think down into yourself and feel inside every part of your body, all the way out to the tips of your fingers and toes. Now, I'm going to guide you in a body scan, where you will examine your physical experience from head to toe. You may have done something like this before in a yoga class or meditation. First, direct your attention to the muscles in your face. Which muscles are held taut? Which muscles are relaxed? How do you carry your upper body? Are your shoulders hunched forward? Is your chest thrust out? Where is your belly? Where is your breath? What do you feel in your back? Pay attention to how you situate your weight in your hips. Notice the angle of your pelvis. Are you sitting or standing as you do this task? What muscles in your legs are engaged? Where on your feet do you feel pressure? Now that you've attuned yourself to your body's physicality, think about your body as a gendered body. What about your body is gendered? How does your body display your gender? How is your body sculpted by your gender? As you do this task, you are doing gender. Can you feel that gender in your body? Can you feel it in your doing of this task? Think about the task that you chose, that you've been doing for almost 6 minutes. Is it a gendered task? Why? How is this task a marker of gender? How does your doing of this task mark your own gender? How are you moving through space as you complete this task? Pay attention to this movement. How in this movement are you performing gender? What food is a part of this task? Do you consider it to be a gendered food? What are you doing to the food, and who will eat it? In what way does the fact that this is a food task matter to your gender performance? Let's do one more body scan from head to toe. But this time, consider where you carry your gender on your frame. Is your face performing gender as you perform this task? Your neck or your shoulders? Can you feel your gender in your torso? In your arms? In your hands? Pay attention to your stance, your posture. How does the way you hold your body do gender? Feel your clothes on top of your body. How do your clothes restrict how you can move? Where do they pull at you? How do your clothes gender the doing of this task? Try to shift your weight on your feet or your hips. Try to swivel your shoulders to one side. How does this change the way that you do your task? How does this change the way that you do your gender? Could you do this task in a different way to perform a different gender? Give it a try. Gender is performative. Return to your typical way of doing your task as you settle in to the final moments of the exercise. Can you identify how you perform your gender in the doing of this task? Does your gender mark how you do this task? Does your doing of this task mark your gender? Thank you for joining me in an exploration of embodied gendered food work. When you're ready, set aside your task, but try to bring your attention to the gendered body with you through the rest of your day.